Welcome to Shomar Shalom Daf. Your sponsor, Lo Yinishmas Harim Be'Akas Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Ksuvos Daf Ayin Zayin. The Gemara in Mudbeis has Lav Agata, and it has a very long story about Yehoshua ben Levi and his story with Menachem Ovis. And there's a lot of nekudas that can be discussed in this story, many different inyonim, but we'll focus on one which was discussed by Gedolei Le'Adoros. The Truma Sedeshin in the Pesachim and Simen Kuf Beis asked a question. He asked the wife of Eliyahu HaNovi, that we know Eliyahu HaNovi went with his body to Shammai, and the wife of Yeshua ben Levi in our Gemara, are they allowed to marry out to somebody else? Yeshua ben Levi did not die. The way the story of the Gemara goes, he tricked Menachem Ovis, jumped into Gan Eden. He's in Gan Eden alive with his body. So is his wife allowed to remarry? So the Truma Sedeshin goes on and says, he's based on the Gemara in Nida, and he wants to learn from there that the only inyan of someone who's considered to be alive is exactly as people are alive here. And when you go up to Shemaim, says the Truma Sedeshin, it's not the same thing. There you're much more spiritual. It's more like a malach than a human being. He's not gufri. So therefore, she's allowed to marry. There's a sefer called Nachlas Binyamin, which was written by Yitzchok Binyamin Wolf, who was a rav in Germany about 400 years ago. And he wrote a sefer on the mitzvahs called Nachas Binyamin, which was mentioned by the Chidah and mentioned by the Chavos Yoyim. It goes back, it's a very sadistic old sefer. And there he discusses this topic, and he goes from a different angle. He says, is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, when he's in Gan Eden, does he have to keep the mitzvahs? Does he have to put in tefillin? Does he have to put in tzitzis? Do we consider him to be alive? And he quotes later the Truma Sedeshin and discusses it. And he says, Truma Sedeshin speaks about his wife. What about him himself? Is he considered to be alive and he's chayav mitzvahs? Or he's not considered to be alive and he's not chayav mitzvahs? Is it a din in how the person is? Is he living with his body? Or it depends on the place. That in this world you have mitzvahs, and in a different world there's no mitzvahs. And he concludes with a very interesting idea. He says, the Chazal tell us that when an Adam goes to Shemaim, so they tell him to write down all his ma'asim. Why does the Adam write it? Why can't he write in Shemaim? Why Kadosh Baruch Hu can't write it? So he says, because you know Kadosh Baruch Hu also keeps Shabbos. So if a person dies on Shabbos, he can't write it. He can write it only the day that he dies. That's what he explains. But Adam on himself, he could write it. Why could he write it? Because you're not mechuyev to keep Shabbos of the Yerushalayim. So that's his raya, that's his basis, that the only place where you keep mitzvah is down here in the world, not in the world up there, and therefore, there's no chiyuv mitzvahs, meaning you don't treat an Adam like he's alive when he's with his body up there in Shemaim, very similar to the conclusion of the Truma Sedeshin. Both the Truma Sedeshin and Nachas Binyamin seem to learn our Gemara Kepashtas. Meaning when it says that Yeshua ben Levi went to Gan Eden with his body, it literally means he went to Gan Eden with his body. But the Maharal here goes in his Mahalach that he says in many places in Ch'as. That when Chazal tell you an idea and a gata, a story, it doesn't mean literally what the story says. It's a conceptual idea. So the Maharal here goes in length to say that Yeshua ben Levi never went into Shemayim with his body. The idea is that he was so immersed and part of Torah, that by him, Misa did not control so much like a regular person. And that goes back to the beginning of the story, that Yeshua ben Levi connected and learned Torah with Balei Ra'aso and Mukesh Chin, that are very sick, because he wasn't afraid of the sickness, because he was so connected to Torah. So therefore, Misa didn't control him. That's what it means that he went to Shemayim with his body. It doesn't actually mean that he went there. Rav Leo Dessler has a Mahalach on the Gemara, and he goes with a similar idea from a different angle. He says that Yeshua ben Levi, when he went to see Gan Eden, it wasn't he actually went there, he just wanted to see what is his destiny. What is his tachlis? Where does he have to get to? What is the place that's muchen for him up in Shemayim that he must get to that? So we're talking here more of a conceptual thing. And the Maral here, Shaloi Kedarkoi, is Marich. He has pages and pages in this Gemara to come and explain the whole Malach of Yeshua ben Levi. But the idea, the theme is, that all that was that's going on of Yeshua ben Levi and Menachem Ovis didn't actually happen, but conceptual ideas, which the main theme is to show the great and amazing Milo that Yeshua ben Levi had, his great Milo Ruchnis. So Nimtza, according to the Maharal, Rav Shimon ben Levi did not go with his body to Shemaim. And we made a discussion if his wife is allowed to remarry, if he's chayav mitzvahs, is a moot point because he also was nifter and he had a regular misa. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list, what's a group, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.